Here we have another example, which is in rather a small font, which is a program to parse two strings, both separated by commas. They happen to be the strings of the names of parameters and names of and values of those parameters used to call an applet from JavaScript. That's how I use it in Wordsworth's Wisdom. The critical thing it's doing here is using the index of method to search for the next occurrence of the comma and then extracting using substring the stuff between commas. It also uses the method last index of to see the last possible comma. Last index of counts backwards, index of counts forwards. And notice this particular example is actually unnecessarily complicated because it's doing the same thing on two strings, and we should have chosen the same type of example but doing it on